Recently, I did a lot of Hui Guang Fan Zhao.
Oh, very good.
Reverse the light. Last time, the lights is always outside.
Yeah.
Now it's
Now it's inside. Yeah, last time our senses are all outward. Yeah. So that's why we only look outside. We never go in and retrospect within our emotion, our thought process, how all the defilement, the subtle defilement, the gross defilement, the emotion, everything. You never see inside. That's why you never reflect. Then you cannot understand how we stir our mind, how we become afflicted, how we become fearful, insecure. This is all internal. Nothing to do with outside. But the world is so funny. The little people blame outside. That guy make me angry. But actually, anger comes from within. You stir your mind, you react, you have wrong view. You cannot accept him for what it is. So when you reverse the light, 回光返照, you start to see all this. It's not outside. It's not other people. It's you yourself with the wrong view, reacting, stirring, doing all those funny things. And all this happened because delusion has not been rooted out. You have not developed the understanding, the wisdom, the observation, the silent mind to see, to observe, to understand, then to straighten our view. That's why the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, is not there. So this is very beautiful, Adeline. Yeah, you continue. Huh?
Yeah, exactly like what Brother Teo is talking. Always last time, you only see others, we never see ourselves, you know. Yeah. And when the beginning of cultivation, so, you know, we hear this, hear that, and then we start to have all this expectation, you know.
Yeah.
Try to, even in the meditation, we are trying to achieve something.
Yeah.
So nowadays, my meditation is just sit down, don't do anything, just relax. Now the understanding of relax is even deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
And deeper,
more stable already, more deep already. You have the understanding, you become very patient. Means you don't do anything, you just let things be. And that is the most beautiful way to relax. Relax means don't try to do anything, at ease. Let things be, then you become very peaceful. Then you let go of everything in the sense that you don't hold on to anything. Understand? Not the one try to let go, that one is different, that one is wrong. You like completely free your body and mind. Yeah, like you are a dead person, you completely relax. You cannot hold on to anything because you are like a dead person. So that one is really deep understanding to have the ability. That's why when I understand all those understanding after I develop the cultivation, I can just relax very fast and my body become very peaceful again and very quiet again. Sometimes when I need to do certain thing like work or whatever, then you need to relax where you can feel it. And when I relax, very fast. Sometimes I may just need to lie down for 5 to 10 minutes. I recuperate very fast, even after I have to do certain thing or attend to certain thing. But most of the time, you are very relaxed because you are mindful. You don't have to rush things. So all this understanding will deepen, like what you start to appreciate and understand. The relaxation is now deeper. Very good, Adeline. Continue.
So nowadays it's like looking, you know, how the emotion, how the slight emotion will affect our feelings and all these things. So you see it clearer and clearer how we
how it triggers from that slight reaction, then it becomes very strong. Because without you knowing it, the thought process, the habitual tendency, the views, the opinion, the conditioning, they start to move already. So this is what they call the defilement, the asavak, anusaya. they all manifest very fast, because it's like habitual tendency that you have accumulated over the years, over time, because your reaction to sense experience, like and dislike, all this has become habits, habitual tendency. So they have developed into latent tendency, very latent inside you. Asava means the very strong defilement waiting to erupt only. When there is condition, it just surface and erupt, shoot out. So all this you start to understand. Sometimes from a very minor thing, you just arise a wrong thought, it trickle off straight away. If your wisdom is not there, the initial wisdom, Uniso Manasikara, is not there, it cannot come out and prompt you. If it cannot come out and prompt you, you cannot nip it in the bud. It will proliferate and become very strong. That's how living beings become very emotional. Sometimes fear arises, unhappiness arises, insecurity arises. The emotion all stir up already. Oh, then they felt so bad, like they want to erupt out already. Then you can see all this. But as a cultivator, when you understand, when you reflect, contemplate, and develop the straightening of the view, when you have more and more acceptance, then you realize you are more and more at peace. When you are at peace, you are not agitated. Your mind does not react and stir like before. And then you will have more and more space between thought. That's how sati sambhajana develop. Initially, you must have the step four, which is initial wisdom. Initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, is very important. When initial wisdom arises, it will prompt you at the moment of sense experience. Then it will nip it at the bud and it will not move, it will not stir anymore. But initially, the momentum is still there. The habitual tendency is still there. So initially it stir a bit, like the moment it stir, you aware, then you understand, then it slow down. Initially you have to go through that one for a while. Then after that, later on, cannot really, we have the wisdom very stable. Sankara anichang. They are just the way they are. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Then you can accept, oh, that wisdom stabilized already. Straight away, it does not stir, does not react. Nothing happened. You just smile. And sometimes you can laugh away. That's how you go through the transformation. And then you become more and more at peace, more and more quiet, more and more tranquil. So today you brought out a very good sharing, Hui Guang Fan Zhao. From there, you develop all this. Then you realize without Yoniso Manasikara, first, second turning wisdom, or penetrative contemplative wisdom, you cannot have the initial wisdom to guide you, to actually stabilize your mind, to help you straighten your view and not to react to sense experience the old way. This is how you root out habitual tendency. Without wisdom, you cannot. You need understanding, you need wisdom, so that you will not stir your mind, you will not react the way you do, and you will not do things the old way anymore. You become more and more heedful, more and more sensitive. When you are sensitive, you think for others, you think for the overall, the environment, everything. You no longer selfishly inward thinking, all about the ego, the self, no more. That's why this meditation is very beautiful. Mindfulness, awareness, straightening of view, yoniso manasikara. When they arise, you become very beautiful. You become so different. You transform. Then you know, oh, this teaching is really wonderful. Without this teaching, no way you can deal with all this. Sadhu, Adeline, yeah, you can continue.
Yeah, exactly like what Bharati is explaining. Yeah, I experienced all this. I appreciate more and more about mindfulness. If without mindfulness, this mind is so terrible. It's just like everything is from the Indian scene.
Yeah.
You know, it just... So become automatic.
Chen Hua always say, 一念之差, you just one wrong thought, it take you to don't know what dreamland already. You deviate already. 意念之差. That's why he always say this, 佛跟众生相差意念之间. The difference between a Sammasambuddha and a deluded Puttacana is only a single thought. A single thought of ignorance, the first one that manifests. And that one make them the Puttacana. Whereas the Sammasambuddha has reversed all this, that single thought of ignorance no more. They perfected themselves and become the Buddha. So 佛跟众生相差意念之间. So 意念之间 and 意念之差, a lot of different. So very good, Adeline Sadhu.
With that, I think with all the Hui Guang Fan Zhao, you will see, you understand yourself more, and then you also understand others more and more. So you become more, compromised. You don't expect a lot from others. Yeah. You know, so your life becomes simple and
very true. Oh, yeah. Just to add to that, when you understand yourself, you understand why people become deluded, why they can't turn around. Because in the past, before you had the Dhamma, you also were like them.
Yes.
Stubborn, rigid, full of views, opinion, and conditioning. And you can't understand all this because the Dhamma is not there. But when you see yourself, when you understand yourself, you understand others, then you have love, you have compassion. Because when you understand yourself, you will know living being is the way they are because there is delusion. Without delusion, their nature is very beautiful, pure. That's why I say when you see beyond form, beyond mind, that nature is the same. Their nature, our nature is the same. They also have Buddha nature, but they fall because they lack wisdom. They cling on to delusion, the ego, Sakkaya Ditti. So all this will transform you. Yeah, when you know yourself, when you understand yourself, you change. You become beautiful. You become compassionate naturally. No need to like purposely, I must be compassionate. That one is thought-based, no use. The one that has the wisdom one become compassionate due to understanding. Because when they understand themselves, they can accept everybody for what they are because they know before they have the Dhamma, they were also the same. So you don't blame them. Just like what Jesus used to say, the people who crucified him, he can even say, forgive them for they know not what they are doing. See? Such word can only come from a wise person. When you are in the midst of torture, people torture you, torment you, crucify you, and yet you can have compassion and love to say such word, forgive them for they know not what they are doing. These are wise people. So Dhamma is like that. When you have, you become very naturally compassionate, loving. You cannot behave the old way anymore. It's like completely transformed. Your nature becomes so different. That's why the Dhamma is such, when you awaken one. You cannot forget that enlightenment. You cannot forget that understanding. Where there is a wisdom, there is not knowledge. And knowledge, you can be funny. But this is not knowledge, this is wisdom. That's why it's very different. Good, Sadhu, Adeline.
Yeah, it's like every day, you know, it's just like peeling off all our, you know, like peeling off the onion, one layer, one layer.
Yeah,
but only you have to walk every day, step by step, you know.
Yeah.
So now I don't look for a lot of expectation, achievement, you know, just be patient with ourselves. I think that is very
important. Yes, no need to know, huh? Persevere, just do. Have faith, be sincere, just walk the path. That's what the Dhamma is, like Pocheng they all, even Ingbi they all, many Kayamita song they know, don't try to know. So this message takes so long for Kayamita to slowly, slowly understand it. So like Ingbi that they say, people who don't understand, they ask this question, I do like that, can become enlightened. When? So all this got nothing to do with the cultivation. They never ask the right question. Am I sincere? Do I have the faith? Can I persevere? These are the ones that can make you enlightened. That's why Ingbi wrote it very well, very clearly. Instead, they go and ask funny questions. Sure, follow your technique, your method, can become enlightened. Cannot, they don't want. Yours vipassana, not vipassana, they don't want to learn. Very strange. That's why sometimes you're really amazed by the delusion that people have. So for those who know, they really now have the understanding. That's why when you have the understanding, you become different. You transform. Immediate transformation. Very good. Sadhu, Adeline.
Though it's not easy, really.
Not easy.
The delusion that we built up for 50 years, you know, we have to slowly and slowly, you know, reverse.
Like you say, peeling the onion, layer by layer. Means keep on straightening your view. Keep on developing the understanding that all this will become beautiful. So when you got no more views, it's like you peel the banana stem at the core of it, at the center of it, it's empty. There is nothing. Then why do you want to have views and opinion? Why do you hold on to think rigidly? Why do you want to argue? Why do you want to be right? All this no more meaning. Because once the ego is extinguished, then who is angry? Who is emotional? Who wants to be right? So who is holding on to all these things? It's the egoic mind, the mundane mind. The true mind has none of all this because it understands form and mind is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, no reality. So all this become very beautiful. So the teaching will just unfold beautifully. Good, Sadhu, Adeline.
A lot of reading to do, like just now in the text.
Every
day do the reading one by one, pull out all the
All the weeds. You have to remove all the weeds. And after that, your garden become beautiful, orderly. You have space. You have clarity. You have scenery, you have beauty, you have order. Otherwise, it's in a mess, disorder. All the weeds simply grow. Then you step on it also, you can kind of prick by the weed and all those things. Then the weed actually overgrown your flower, your garden. So your garden is no more a garden. That's why you have to clean up your mind. Same as you clean up your garden. You have to remove the wrong view, the weeds and all those things. Then you have to actually nurture it. Your garden needs proper water supply, drainage. And you need to till the land and you need to really give the appropriate condition for the vegetable to grow, the plant to grow. Then only you have a beautiful garden. So all this, as you cultivate, you understand. Well, you till your own garden, you understand. Then when you visit other people's properly well-managed garden, you will learn from them and you become like full of joy. Oh, you are. Actually, I can also do that because it's not difficult. But the idea didn't come to you because you didn't have enough Dhamma friends. You didn't have enough Kayanamitas who has the Dhamma. So when you meet all these people, it's like they've gone through already their cultivation. So they can guide you, they can share with you, they can actually cut short your training, your ability to train the mind and to develop wisdom and understanding. So the purpose of Kayamita is just to give you the sharing, the understanding, and all these things. And Kayamitas are Dhamma friends that really walk the path of Dhamma and have the Dhamma. They are sincere, cultivated great beings. Very good, eh? Sadhu.
Yeah, the video, yeah. The short video clip.
They are very useful. Yeah.
This way, reverse the lights and shine within. Should watch again and again.
That one is very useful.
Personally, I listened to that for a few times.
And
I was rejoicing because I just started to do all this, all those. And I read that.
Very good.
It was so beautiful. Yes.
Today, we'll add to that thing. It make it more complete because of the condition that you arise. Many people, they can't really understand. But the short video is actually a summarized version. Because I don't have the time to explain in detail. Unless they go through the retreat version, the full version, where I have more time to explain. There was one retreat, I think, we talked about the garden. Our mind is like a garden. How we actually should train the mind, like looking after a garden. So that one is also very beautiful. At Cameron Highland, I remember. My daughter also came out to share, I remember. Then there was somebody who actually have a lot of this type of nice saying. What is the name of that person? Jay Shandy. He is not bad. He has that talented past to use all those words, those beautiful words. He said we should cultivate love and compassion instead of weeds and all those things. So we should actually do away with all the emotion and all those things. These are not conducive for a good mind. So it's just like the garden, you have to remove all the things that is not conducive for the development of a good garden. First, we have to remove the weeds and all those things. Then later on, we may even have to look at the soil. Then sometimes certain type of negative soil condition, we may need to replace them. So sometimes we need to add in topsoil, we need to loosen the earth, then the whatever fertilizer or what you need to use for certain type of plants, you may need to, then you need to attend to it. Attending to it is like the daily mindfulness cultivation, the daily religious routine. You don't attend to it, he will not be in the state where you want it to be, because the weeds, the grass and all those things, the wild plant, they actually sprout very fast and they take over and invade your garden. It's like a house you don't take care for a month or two. It will be full of cobwebs and rundown and all those things. Even your garden is the same. So training of the mind, cultivation is the same. It's a daily activity. You have to do it constantly, ever mindful. That's why heedfulness is very important, constantly meditative. While you are going through the training, you have to do all this.